Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Let me tell you something. The kingdom of God operates this way. One, righteousness. How man to be born again. In order for man to practice right living, right standing, he must be what? Born again. So the kingdom of God operates how? And righteousness. Simple. That's the number one. Number one, kingdom of God. If you are in the kingdom of God, you know that your life is fruitful because you have what? Right standing before God. And right standing come from being what? Born again. Okay, that's number one. Number two, your life, you're living a life of health. The kingdom of God works this way. One, righteousness. Two, healthy life. Kingdom of God. And they work in order. They're working out order. So the order, it flows. I born again. Then I have right standing before God. And then I come into a healthy life. My life is now healthy. I'm living a life of health. A man that has machine this morning, string all over him in the hospital, can't do what you're doing. See, he can't do what you're doing. That man, doesn't matter what happened, he just wants to what? Health. He just wants to be well. That's it. I'm teaching you right this morning. When you come into the kingdom of God, you can't come in unless you've been what? Born again. Don't let no one fool you. Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He has to be born again. That's the number one. You got to repent of your sin. You have to. That's it. Jesus declared, I am the door into the kingdom. And no man can come except through me. You can't bypass God. You can't bypass Jesus to God. A lot of people want to bypass Jesus to God. You know what Jesus says? That man is a thief and robber. He says, that's what Jesus says. He says, I am the door to the kingdom. You have to come through me. If you come some other way, you are what? Thief and a robber. And a lot of people are like, oh, I just talk to God. You got to go born again, brother. You got to get saved, brother. You got to get the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to ask God forgiveness. Come through Jesus. That's simple. Doesn't matter who you are, rich or poor or black or white, Hispanic. Every man needs Jesus Christ. You must be born again. It doesn't matter what kind of profession you are, a doctor, lawyer. It doesn't matter. You got to be what? Born again. You know, the thief of the cross, he accepted that he was what? Guilty. He says, I'm guilty. Remember me. Have mercy on me. Now, live in good health. Live in good health. Beloved, I wish above all things, above, watch what he says, above all things that you prosper, oh, in good health. That's it. So know that you're worshiping God, you have to practice good health. Number two. And number three, wealth. He give to you wealth. God give you, you're righteous, he give you health, he give you wealth to live here. That's it. You can't live here without money. So put them in order. Some people want the money before God. No, it ain't going to happen in that way. Those who get it, they don't tell you what they do. They waste it. That's right. You waste it. You understand? It comes the right way. God, health, and wealth. That's where I work. Principle of God. All right? I hope you just align your life that way. And don't get religious. So Jesus taught that a fruitful life is one lived in connection with him. Jesus, let me repeat it again, taught that a fruitful life is one who lives in connection with him, resulting in the fruit of the Spirit. Resulting in the fruit of the Spirit, right? So you have to get that. Now let's look, John chapter 15. Why? I am the what? The vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Now, verse 2. Every branch, where? Not outside of me. In me. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit. Come on, let's read. Let's analyze it. He takes away. And every branch that bear fruit, he prunes that it bear more fruit. So Jesus is all about what? Fruitfulness. He's saying, that is such a powerful statement, how Jesus do it. He started out. Go back to one. Look how powerful it is. He started, he declared. He make us know for sure. He says, I am. And not just I am divine. I am. They clarify the what kind of vine? The true vine. So that begs, as we study this morning, there are some vine that are not what? True. That's it. He makes sure. He clarified. Celebration. He says, I am the true vine. I am not the false vine. I am the true vine. And then he says, I'm connected to who? My Father. My Father is the vine dresser. Okay. And then Jesus make a strong statement, right? Now, he's going to prove a couple things. He says in verse 2, every branch, since I'm the true vine, and since my Father is the what? Vine dresser. Any branch that is in me must what? Produce. It is impossible, Jesus says, if you are in me and you don't bear fruit. So our little celebration, we're going to learn something. So we just look at ourselves here. We got to get it, understand it, okay? Jesus gave a teaching. Watch. And he says, the sower went out to sow seed. As he sowed the seed, they fall all over the place. And the seed, he says, is the word. But Jesus says, the seed that falls into what? Good ground produces. And he says, this is how it works. Those that hear the word and what? Understand it. They hear the word, they understand it, and then they what? Do it, they produce. So don't worry about the church that jumping and shouting and clapping and kicking every chair over. That's not holiness, that's not righteousness. That don't mean that person going to do anything. The one that sit quietly, hear the word, understand what it says, and go out and do it, is the one that have the big glass jar that he can now what? Pour into. Because that life understand how kingdom work. And practice the things of God. And their life is now showing. That's how you want to show it. Like Jesus. Jesus, sure. Nicodemus come and say, Rabbi, we know your teacher, what? Comes from God. Because no one can do these things except he is connected to God. Unless he comes from God. How can I do it? Jesus said, born again. Simple. You get it? All right. So Jesus thought a life of fruitfulness is one that connected in him and result in the fruit of the Spirit. And that life is led by no other than God. And Jesus now said, a fruitless life is one where believers are disconnected from him. Who? Believers. Are what? Disconnected from him. Right there. You see what I just said? He says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, you take away, disconnected from him. That's a fruitless life. A Christian who come and testify, but has a fruitless life, he ain't going to stay. He's disconnected. He cuts off from him. He cuts off from him. We got to look at scripture. It says he takes away. And the branch, the believers, that is in him, that bearing what? Fruit. He proves that you do what? Bear more fruit. That's it. Your life become more fruitful. Why? Because you are connected in him, in the vine. Somebody shout that out. So a fruitless life is that life that one is unproductive. An unproductive life is a fruitless life, disconnected from the source of true life. Disconnected from the source of true life. According to scripture, not according to me. I'm just a voice, like John says. Don't blame me now. John says, John the Baptist, you remember him? He says, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. Don't blame me. Don't kill me. Prepare the way. I'm just a pastor to stand up here just telling you the word of God. Don't blame me. I'm just trying to get you to understand and get into that place where your life can become what? Fruitful. A fruitful life is one that is abiding in Christ. The word abiding is living in Christ. He is living in Christ. A fruitful life comes from remaining in Christ, as a branch cannot produce fruit on its own. No branch can produce fruit on its own. It has to be connected. Is living in Christ. Christ lives in him.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.